So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
So everything that we say about the tricentennial is built around the number 300, right? Well, I have my own number in the 300s. It's 365. It's my year of getting to know San Antonio through its tacos. Now, I came to San Antonio a year and a half ago, which is one half of 1% of a tricentennial. I came to San Antonio to be the restaurant critic for the Express News, and I came to San Antonio knowing exactly what a tourist knows. So I did what any self-respecting Texan would do, and I resolved that I would get to know San Antonio through its tacos. One taco at a time, one taqueria a day, 365 in a year. So I figured by the end of that, I would get to know this sprawling city, right? This collection of neighborhoods. What are the names like? Chauvineau Park, Dignawinnie Hill, Leon Springs. I mean, it seems like every neighborhood has its own name, every block. So after 6,000 miles crisscrossing the city, after more than 1,000 hours, after interviewing hundreds of people, after 1,387 tacos, I am proud to announce that I now know about half of 1%. So here's some things that I did learn. Once your family finds out that you're doing a year-long taco series, your Christmas presents take on a certain flavor, right? Taco socks, taco mugs, taco dog toys, taco poetry magnets for the fridge. Let's see, onion power giant, guacamole sensation, atomic taco mouth. That was my poetry for all of last year for San Antonio. It was the poetry of seeing a priest laying hands on a customer and praying outside of the little taco factory, and me wondering, do they know something that I don't know? And it was the poetry of sitting next to a guy in a rhinestone jumpsuit at that all-night Cirque du Soleil that we call Mi Tierra. And his sign said, Mexican Elvis, right? It was the poetry of Tacos La Salsita. That's a late-night taco truck in a dirt parking lot that's lit up like a soccer stadium. And the crowd, it doesn't line up at this place so much as it kind of surges around it like swarms of bees. And it was also the poetry of, oh yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday was the day that I had tacos made with, pig's feet, liver and onions, blood sausage, and beef sweetbreads. So that was all at one place. That was at Rossi's Tacos. It's even the poetry of a Thursday night when a tattooed canvas of a man threatened me with bodily harm at the taco truck outside of Hard Bodies. Now, I get that you guys probably know what Hard Bodies is. It's a male strip club on St. Mary's. I don't think this guy was a dancer. But it's also the poetry of a Friday night at a taco shop on Calibra Road. Am I pronouncing that right? Calibra? Thank you. See, I knew you'd know. The guy was setting up for a karaoke at a taco shop, and he set up a PA so loud it would change the part in your hair. And friends, I gotta tell you, karaoke doesn't sound any better in Spanish than it does in English. But now, through it all, the little bell by the kitchen window, it never stopped ringing. It was just ding, 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 ding the whole time, because it turns out that tacos don't care about karaoke. Now, this series wasn't just about tacos. It never was. It was about people. It was about Fernando Santafe, who opened Mi Ranchito so that he and his friends would have a place to play guitar. Now, the cafe didn't make it, but that flamenco guitar, it still rings in my memories. It's about Claudia Ayon, who opened up Claudia's restaurant just 4 months out of being in a taco truck. And it's about It's about Roberto Alfaro, who has a late night al pastor shop called Tacos Betos. All the while, he's still running his original taqueria down in Monterrey, Mexico. And it's about Eduardo Gonzalez over at K-Taco. This man from Mexico City stopped to thank me for writing about the contributions that immigrants make to our food culture. And in his understated way, the way he put it was, especially in this charged political climate. So I applauded him for that. Now, some other things I learned was that you can put anything in a tortilla and call it a taco in that same overblown way that you can call any political scandal a gate, like Taco Gate. I also learned that hundreds of San Antonio taquerias open at dawn and then they close right after lunch because they're keeping in time with the work cycles of their customers. There was a San Antonian who won $1 million for inventing a flavor of potato chip, crispy taco flavor. Now, don't tell anybody, but it just tastes like lettuce, okay? Now, the other thing I learned was that even in a city with a Latino majority, there was still some pushback about doing a taco series at all. And not just because an Austin Güero carpetbagger like me was doing it, right? We got emails saying that we needed to publish the health inspection scores for every place that I wrote about. Let's get one thing straight, okay? Between San Antonio and Austin, I have done more than 700 of these taco reports, and I have never had a problem like that, not even once. In fact, the only time I ever was with somebody who got food poisoning at a restaurant was at a fancy place downtown at $100 a person. And for $100 a person, I'll tell you which place that was. But I wanted to let you know, too, that the nation took notice of San Antonio and all of our tacos. We had All Things Considered, Esquire magazine, People magazine, and they all wanted to know, are there really 365 places to get tacos down there? And to all of them, I was like, yeah, with another 365 in reserve if we need it. Now, I'm going to tell you another thing that you may not know. Tacos cure cancer. No, I say that because in October, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of thyroid cancer. Now, by that time, I was about 3/4 of the way through that series. I couldn't just stop. I mean, my professional pride was on the line. I had to finish that thing. So I had surgery on a Tuesday, and by Friday, I was back out on the taco trail. And I was wearing my little bandage like an ascot, right? Very fancy. But then about a little bit after Christmas, the series was mostly wrapped up by then, but I also got the all clear on my cancer. So, thank you. So you can understand why I would say that I feel like tacos helped save my life. But I would say one more thing, and I'll leave you with this. So I've done this Taco a Day series before. I did it in Austin in 2015. Now, I'm not gonna get into which city won or which city was better because I still have to live in both cities and I don't really need the nasty emails, okay? But you know, the year after that was, now I will say that it was a lot harder to fill the taco calendar in Austin and I ate a lot of store-bought tortillas. Now, you know, in Austin, okay? So, you know, the next year was the big Austin-San Antonio taco war, right? A war not started by me, but some guy in New York, right? So I decided to lay out of that. And the only thing I said was on Twitter, and I said, I wish I could do 365 days of tacos in San Antonio. So be careful what you wish for. And more important, be ready when those wishes come true. Thank you so much.